Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I am just thrilled you're with us to celebrate with us the beginning of our 16th year on the air. And you know, we do 6 hours of new broadcasting every weekend between Travelers 411, heard over many of these same stations, and Travel with Stephanie Abrams. And David and I have been together. We met in May 2002 and started working together in June, so he could teach me what 10 seconds means, but I think that's a challenge you're still working on, no?
You're getting better.
You gotta love it. Well, I am thrilled that we have selected unbelievably wonderful interviews from over the last 15 years. And so you've got to stick with us throughout today to make sure you don't miss any of it.
Yeah, we're starting with Keely Smith. This is a classic. I love it.
Oh, she's amazing, isn't she?
She's
just
awesome.
Just amazing, amazing, amazing. And we're going to do that right after this.
What's up, Doc?
Join America's Orchestra, the Boston Pops, as they present Bugs Bunny at the Symphony 2, December 29th and 30th. Thrilled to Warner Brothers' classic Looney Tunes projected on the big screen while the Boston Pops perform the original soundtracks live. Catch the whole Looney Tunes gang in this one-of-a-kind Boston Pops concert. Bugs Bunny at the Symphony 2 at Symphony Hall. Tickets now on sale. Call 888-266-1200 or visit bostonpops.org. Season sponsor, Fidelity Investments.
There are times in my life that I am impressed by people and events. And then at some point, I actually get to have personal contact with them. And for me, that is the ultimate high. And we have a treasure, a national treasure with us today who fits into that category. I'm so happy to be able to share with all of you, Keely Smith. Welcome, Keely.
Thank you, Stephanie. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I have to tell you, I remember the first time I ever saw you. And I was awestruck because you were one of those people that is so striking and made such an impression. And it's funny that I thought it was my own little ruminating and analysis that saw that you had to have greatly influenced Cher until I started reading some of the material that was sent to me ahead of this wonderful opportunity to meet with you on the air, mm-hmm. and saw that, well, gee, that wasn't an original thought. It may have been original for me, but I wasn't the only one thinking it, but it's clear the influence that you had on her.
You know, 70 years ago, I used to date A.J. Fort, the race car driver. And I was at Indianapolis going into the back way to the cars. And three teenage girls around 16, 17 years old asked me for my autograph. And I asked them, I said, how in the world do you know who I am? And they said, well, when Sonny and Cher came out, their parents went back and brought out the Louie and Keeley albums and told them this is who they're copying.
Yeah, so no kidding.
In one respect, it helped me in my career, because at the time they were very big. I really wasn't doing much of anything. And that helped a great deal. I thought Cher was wonderful. Sonny certainly was no Louie.
No.
But Cher was beautiful. Her costumes were gorgeous. And she, you know.
But, you know, she had, for those of you, the Louie that we're referring to, of course, is your past husband, Louie Prima.
Right.
And you had to see the similarity in the kind of the initial shyness that Cher brought to the stage, and that striking look.
Mm-hmm.
That striking look, the you know, the attitude,
right,
that she brought was very much Keeley Smith.
Yeah. Well, you know, I have a dear friend. He's still my best friend today, and his name is Joe DiCarlo. He became the manager for Sonny and Cher when they were Caesar and Cleo. And when Louie and I broke up, he's the one that suggested to them that they do Louie and Keeley.
Well,
and they did, you know.
How do you like that?
Yeah.
And here I thought I was just being so clever at seeing the resemblance therein.
Yeah.
Now, the reason we have you on a travel show is clearly because of all the celebrating going on in Las Vegas with its birthday, your association with Vegas. We recently had on folks from the Riviera Hotel that's celebrating its 50th anniversary in April.
Wow.
And so when I heard that you've brought out a new CD that commemorates and brings back to life the impact you had in Vegas, I said, oh, let's see if we can get this wonderful lady on our show. Now, the name of the album is?
Keeley Smith, Las Vegas, 58-Today.
And the 58 is because?
That's the biggest year that Louie and I had in the Sahara Lounge in Las Vegas.
You really brought the lounge into the headline position, didn't you?
Yes.
You made a big change in the way that people were performing.
Well, you know what? When we went to Vegas in November of 54, to be very honest, we were broke. I was pregnant, and we needed a job. And Bill Miller, the entertainment director of the hotel at the time, was a good friend of Louis, and he told him, he said, I can give you 2 weeks in the lounge. And Louis said, we're back in New York at this point. And Louis said, well, we'll take it. And he said, but Louis, you're used to headlining a room. Louis said, I don't care. That's how desperate we are. We really need this job. And we had our own little group, and we piled in four or five cars and drove across country. And when we first got in the lounge, it was a nothing. It was where the men gamblers put their wives to have a couple of drinks while they're at the tables gambling. And that's all the lounge was. It was a place to pass time. And once we started, you know, little by little, the owner would come to Louie and say, is there anything you need, anything we can change? We didn't have any lights. The waitress's service station was right in front of us. We were on a stage behind the bar. And it was really tiny. We had an upright piano. And little by little, Louie changed everything, and the place became a little showroom.
And, of course, everybody in the entertainment industry in Vegas was in love with you and Louie.
Yes, that was nice. That was nice.
Who were some of the people that got dragged in for the evening by your admirers?
Well, Frank used to come in, Sinatra, and he brought a lot of people. He would bring Gary Cooper and Spencer Tracy and Natalie Wood and R.J. Wagner and you name it. Frank would bring them all in there, you know. I became very good.
R.J. Wagner being Robert Wagner?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
See, we on the outside don't know him as R.J.
Okay, I'm sorry. And then, of course, Sammy Davis used to come in all the time. Dean Martin used to come in all the time. And it got to be the hangout for whoever was coming to town and working the other hotels.
It's phenomenal. Now, you've got a show coming up in New York.
Yes, I work Feinstein's at the Regency Hotel every year. And I'm opening there April the 19th for 3 weeks.
Oh, how fabulous.
As a matter of fact, Stephanie, we recorded this album that you're talking about live there last June.
Oh, that's fantastic. What songs are on this album?
Songs from the old days, songs that I did with Nelson Riddle and Billy May. Then, of course, I do a lot of Louis things for the first time. I sing in Italian, which is hysterical right there. And I screw it all up, but I have fun, you know. And Louie did an awful lot of really fast up-tempo songs, and I'm doing a few of those. And, of course, we close with When the Saints Go Marching In, and I get to go in the room, the people sing. It's really a very happy show.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
And it went over so well that when I go in April, they've asked me to bring another show in like that, except change some of the songs around. So we're doing Las Vegas 58 one more time.
Now, many of the songs that you made popular and famous were picked up by other people.
Mm-hmm.
Were these songs that you and Louie had written, or you just performed them and other people said, gee, that's great, we're going to do it too?
No, no. The only song that Louis and I wrote was Oh Babe. And, of course, Louis wrote Robin Hood. He wrote, Sing, Sing, Sing. He did not write
Just a Gigolo. He wrote Sing, Sing, Sing?
Yeah. He didn't write Just a Gigolo, which a lot of people thought he did.
Wow.
And you know what, Stephanie? We just sang good songs. We didn't care who wrote them.
You sure did. But you had this amazing presence on stage. You were more than just people who came out to sing. You were a whole entertainment fulfillment package.
Well, you know what I think? People often ask me what I think the secret of it was, and I think the fact that we were married. And we could get away with things on stage that if you were single, you couldn't do. Like if we were single, I couldn't pat him on his rear. There are just things that we would say to each other on stage that you would not do if you were single. And I really think people would relate to us with that. Plus the fact that whatever we wore up on that stage, any person could go out and buy. I never wore, until I went on my own, I never wore an expensive gown on stage. Even today, I buy my clothes from a store called Chico's.
Oh, I've heard of them.
Chico's is a wonderful store.
I've seen their catalog, and I've seen them in other parts of the country, and they have one in San Juan. In San Juan?
That's a little far to go, Stephanie.
Well, I'm always traveling, so from here. I do most of my shopping when I'm traveling, and they have adorable things. Unfortunately, I don't think there's anywhere we live.
You should go in and try Chico's. Their clothes are so comfortable. And like I said, anybody that came into our show could afford to go buy whatever I wore on stage. And the same thing with Louis.
Well, that was Keely Smith in Las Vegas with me in April of 2005. And we're going to take a break, come right back, and continue that conversation. This is Stephanie Abrams.
Papa's in the icebox looking for a...
What's up, Doc?
Join America's Orchestra, the Boston Pops, as they present Bugs Bunny at the Symphony 2, December 29th and 30th. Thrill to Warner Brothers' classic Looney Tunes, projected on the big screen, while the Boston Pops perform the original soundtracks live. Catch the whole Looney Tunes gang in this one-of-a-kind Boston Pops concert. Bugs Bunny at the Symphony 2 at Symphony Hall. Tickets now on sale. Call 888-266-1200 or visit bostonpops.org. Season sponsor, Fidelity Investments.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Abrams. The lives of ordinary people are ensnared in a web of intrigue, and it all starts with rumors in my new novel. The story is fast-paced and draws the reader into the characters' experiences as secrets, lies, and conspiracies grow from rumors and create chaos in a quiet suburban community. Rumors, your perfect leisure time companion.
Rumors by Stephanie Abrams. Visit sabrams.com/rumors.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Don't miss the beauty of Lake Placid or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings, and enjoy the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. 15% savings valid for sale now through 2017. Advance reservations are required, and in addition, up to two children ages 2 to 12 may accompany each adult at half the discounted rail fare. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Experience being in Amtrak's New York state of mind. For details, visit Amtrak.com or iLoveNY.com.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio.
Who can take a sunrise?
Who can take a sunrise?
Sprinkle it with you.
Around the world this hour, it's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
In the last segment, we heard Keely Smith from April 3rd, 2005. And now, here's Keely Smith on December 10th, 2006, back in Las Vegas
again. Yeah, we were live in Las Vegas for this show.
Both the first time you weren't there, the second time you were.
Right, exactly.
So, I mean, this is, you know, it was at the end of the 50th anniversary year of the Riviera Hotel and Casino. And we went out there at the beginning, and we went back at the end, and Keely Smith was there for us both times. So listen to this.
Welcome back, Coast to Coast. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams, live from the Riviera Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas. Stephanie Abrams.
So I'm busy sitting here saying that's Sammy Davis Jr. and Keely saying to me, no, that's Bobby Darin. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, I saw the sheet when we played the music out. And that's Sammy Davis Jr. That was Bobby Darin. So how much do I know? It's okay.
Well, he has a very distinctive voice. So as does Sammy.
Yeah.
But I knew Bobby very well, and I knew that was Bobby Darin.
You knew an awful lot of people very well.
Yes. Don't you make any smart remarks about that.
No, then you see, you went to a whole level. You took that to a whole other place
that's where my life is. It's at a whole other level.
Yeah, well, let's talk about that.
You don't really want to do that. It's all going to be in my book.
Uh-huh.
I told you I'm writing a book, right?
Yeah.
And
I want to live to see it happen.
You're going to live to see it happen.
Okay,
it's going to happen in 2007.
Yep, well, that's around the corner.
That's what you were what?
It's around the corner.
Yeah,
another
right.
Another couple of weeks, we'll be there.
Well, I've always said I had to wait for a couple of more people to die. But now I'm getting to the point where I don't really give a daggone about them, so. They sue me, they sue me.
There must be ways around being attacked, because, I
well,
mean,
if you some... say, if you say things, maybe that in a way that's not the truth.
Yeah.
I want my book to be the truth.
Mm.
And if it names people or insinuates, then, you know, that's the way it's going to be.
Who are some of the people you'll be talking about?
Oh, God. Well, Sinatra, for one. Yeah. Well, I almost married Frank. You know that.
Well, let's talk about that again. Because, and did any of that, that relationship or whatever, you know, your meeting with him and what have you, happen because of Vegas?
No, it happened because Louis was too busy looking elsewhere.
Men.
That's the truth.
Men.
And you know what? We had Monday nights off, and one night I got a phone call from the hotel operator, Keely Smith, telephone. I picked it up. It's Frank. He said, hey, Engine, I want you and the chief to come in tomorrow night and have a buffet dinner, and I'm going to show a movie. I said, just a minute. And I handed the phone to Louis. I didn't know what to say to Frank, right? And Louis gets on the phone, and the next thing I hear him saying, well, you know, Frank, I don't fly, but the engine will be there. Sure, she'll come in. So that started my Monday nights of going into L.A. and being with Frank and his people, you know. And I must admit, I loved it. It was wonderful. But he treated me like a little princess. He never came on to me. He never got out of line with me. And what does he want?
I have no idea, but we're on the air in case anybody should notice.
Do you want something, sir?
That's what happens when you're on the floor of the casino live.
Well, maybe we can help him.
We can give you directions. We're good at that. We're all about travel.
Anyhow, that started my friendship with Frank. And Peter Lawford and his wife, Pat Kennedy, were my best friends. They were my chaperones in those days. And I'd fly into Beverly Hills and go stay at the Beverly Hilton Hotel. And I'd call Frank and I'd say, okay, I'm here. And I remember the very first time he said to me, well, I'll send somebody to pick you up. And he hesitated and he said, oh, do you want me to pick you up? I said, I flew all this way to see you. You're going to send somebody else? No, you come.
Oh, feisty woman.
Well, yeah, but I didn't know you didn't talk to Frank like that. You know. Anyhow,
you never read a newspaper. I guess you weren't carrying a camera.
I was not
so
impressed by him. Nat King Cole was my favorite singer. And I wasn't really impressed by Frank. I thought he was kind of cute. He had beautiful eyes. And that was it. And I went in there because it was something to do, to tell you the truth. And I was winding up having buffet dinners with Sammy Davis and Rosalind Russell and her husband and Billy Wilder and his wife and people like that that I had nothing in common with, didn't know how to talk to anybody. And I would sit there and say, thank God Sammy was there because I knew him very well. And at the end of the night, Peter and Pat would drive me back to my hotel. And that was my extent of going in there.
Well, hold the thought because we want to find out if you were dessert. We've got to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back getting the inside scoop on Vegas and the Rat Pack and the Stars from Keeley Smith, who I adore. From right inside the casino. This is hot stuff, people.
This part of today's show is brought to you by Aer Lingus, Ireland's four-star airline. Get great value flights to over 25 European destinations with the option of stopping over for a fantastic vacation in Ireland. Book your flights today at AerLingus.com.
And we are having a glorious time and the most fun. And, I mean, if it's not enough just to be here in the casino itself, which is a joyous and fun experience. Let me raise it up a notch because we've got Keeley Smith with us. And now who's that? We've had Bobby Darin. And I forgot who we had next. And who's that woman singing?
Tom Jones was just singing.
Oh, yeah. Tom Jones was the last one. Who would this be?
On the sunny side of the
son of a gun, it's Keeley Smith. I just got smacked. Of course, I may never wash that shoulder again where I got smacked right here. Oh, what a voice. What an entertainer. What a woman.
I only hit people I like.
What?
I only hit people I like.
Well, yeah, I do that too. I've beaten the stuffings out of David and Mark. Oh, gosh. Well, we left you in the last segment, like the perils of Pauline, at partying at the home of Frank Sinatra on Monday nights with all of his friends who became your friends.
Yeah. Well, no, they didn't.
Some of them did.
No.
Well, you mentioned Peter Lawford.
Well, he was my friend already.
Oh, already.
And his wife, Pat. Right. And Sammy was my friend already. But those other older people. Mm-hmm. I had nothing in common with him.
No. Oh, but you mentioned Rosalind Russell was there. I loved that woman. You didn't like that woman. Oh, we won't tell. Do you want to tell?
No, she was.
Was she stuffy?
Is she dead?
Yeah.
Yeah, she was stuffy.
See, but you know, did you ever see the film A Minority of One?
That's me.
Well, a majority of one.
Yeah.
Oh, she was so wonderful in that film. And Mame. Nobody did Auntie Mame. Nobody did. Now, please don't tell me about Lucille Ball and Mame. She didn't come close to Rosalind Russell's Mame.
Well, I didn't like
her.
Lucille Ball at all. So I'm in the Mame department. I'm in the Rosalind Russell department.
What did you like about Rosalind Russell? Was she snooty?
She made Frank change the way he spoke.
What do you mean?
Well, if you listen to a record from now on, you'll listen to this. If you listen to a Frank Sinatra record and he sings the word and, A-N-D, he'll sing and. The moon was blue and. Well, that's not the way you sing it. You're saying the moon was blue and the skies were pink or whatever.
Right.
But you don't say and.
I hear you laughing in the background there, David. You have a good time without me.
And she told him his diction was not perfect, that his diction needed help. And she proceeded to tell him how to speak and sing properly. And it screwed up his phrasing, I think.
Our anniversary best of show continues.
Who can take the rainbow?
Wrap it in a
a sigh.
Wrap it in a sigh.
Soak it in the sun and make a groovy lemon pie. The Candy Man.
There's a small part of our island that everyone knows. But there's a whole country that people come to know and always come back to. This is the undiscovered Jamaica. It's a country of mountains and waterfalls and rivers and Jamaicans. Come roam our hills and explore our heritage. Come hear reggae where reggae was born. It's a Jamaica that's more unique, more inviting, more intense. Yes, it's a road less traveled, and that's exactly the point. Come explore the other side of Jamaica, our Jamaica.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
Hurricane Harvey brought terrible destruction, but it also brought out the best in humanity.
As former presidents, we wanted to help our fellow Americans begin to recover.
Our friends in Texas, including Presidents Bush 41 and 43, are doing just that.
People are hurting down here, but as one Texan put it, we've got more love in Texas than water.
We love you, Texas.
Donate to OneAmericaAppeal.org. We are all in this together.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Biz Talk Radio.
Today's show is brought to you in part by Jamaica Tourist Board, Jamaica, where you'll surround yourself with the infectious sounds of uniquely Jamaican music. Savor delicious dishes bursting with local spices. Enjoy the products of Jamaican breweries and distilleries, and carry home in your heart the Jamaican people. Learn more at visitjamaica.com.
The world this hour. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
And I have for us Alejandro Rodriguez, one of the two men who were responsible for an agency within Mexican government called Fonatur. I interviewed Alejandro in 2005. These are the people who created the infrastructure so that Mexico tourism could grow and created Cancun.
Let's take a listen.
I am so happy that we have with us today Alejandro Rodriguez, who is one of the people instrumental in the company in Mexico known as Fonatur. When I was in Mexico in April for Tianguis, the powwow of the travel industry, Alejandro was kind enough to invite me to witness a very important and historic signing of an agreement for the development of another section of Mexico. And I'm so excited we have him with us today to talk about the west coast of Mexico, the area known as Laredo. Thank you so much for joining us, Alejandro.
Stephanie, it's my pleasure to be with you and with your audience. Yes, as you said, it was a pleasure for us to have you as a witness in the signing of this agreement that we made with the company that his name is the Trust for Sustainable Development. For us, it's very important the name, the sustainable name that they have in the trust, because it's one of the ideas that we have, and we believe is that it's going to be the only way to do something in there.
Well, it was very exciting for me. It was very exciting for me, Alejandro, to sit in a room and see before me Leticia Navarro, the Secretary of Tourism of Mexico, the heads of the areas of Sonora and the west coast of Mexico, the people from Vancouver, British Columbia, who are part of this development, the Sustainable Trust Development Company that is so concerned about not just developing, but developing the area of Laredo with a lot of attention to the ecological needs and requirements of the area.
Yes, 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 and it is the way that we have. And it's very important for us, as you know, and maybe your audience, Loreto used to be the capital of the Californias when the California now belongs to the United States, be part of Mexico, and it's a lot of things that we could do there. It's historical, we have a lot of environmental things. You could fish, you could dive, you could swim. You have a lot of things to do. You could see a bird watcher. You have a lot of opportunities to do this. And this is one of the things that we want to take advantage of that, because all the people want to have a lot of things to do, and this is the place if they want to do a lot of things.
Well, what kinds of things are planned for this part of Mexico?
As you remember, the project consists in develop more or less three in acres. Is almost 9,000 acres that they are going to develop, and they are going to build 5,000 villas. They are going to build hotels. They are going to build spas. They are going to build golf courses. They are going to build a lot of services, and basically ecological. They are going to be some farmer over there to do his own meals, and it's a very impressive project that we have in this area, because we think that we need to detonate all this area, and with a combination of with these people of the Trust for Sustainable Development in the Loreto project, with another partner that we are going to have as Advent International, another fund, OHL, the biggest construction company in Spain. Mr. Aldo Diaz, Mr. Marco Salame, a lot of people who make a lot of developments, they are really, really believe in this area. And we are waiting to do that, and it's going to be the detonation of all this area.
When do you actually begin?
Sorry?
When does the actual, the first spade goes into the ground to begin all of this?
That we are going to put is going to be in the, at the end, in the last quarter of this year. Now we are in the closing all the agreements. We are going to start with all the permits. We are going to start with the environmental agency in Mexico, in, with the state, with the municipality. And we expect to be ready for October, November this year, and we need to start with this project.
It's an amazing project. Do you have some sense of the same feelings you might have had about 30 years ago when you stood on a long sandy stretch of beautiful beach with nothing but a landing strip in an area now known as Cancun? Do you have the same sense of awe and wonderment of the vision that you see as compared to what is there now?
I wasn't at that time, but I believe, and we are really convinced that it's going to be part of the new tourism that we need in Mexico. Is in comparison with Cancun, that is going to be different. Cancun was a big development in the 70s. The idea of the tourists are the big hotels, the 400, 500 rooms hotels with the big salons and all these kind of things. And now the tourism becomes different. Now are the small hotels, luxury hotels with the golf course, with a lot of things to do, and we think that it's going to be almost the same success that we have in Cancun, but in a different project and in the new market of the new tourism that we are expecting now in Mexico, because we could compare something similar. We are going to compare with the success of Cancun, but we are going to compare something similar with Los Cabos. No, we are neighbors from Los Cabos. Los Cabos, as you know, is the same. Was one of the developments of Fonatur. And the idea when Mr. John McCarthy took office 3 years ago, he wants to detonate Loreto, and now we are in this process, and we are really happy to try to do this.
See, well, the last time we spoke, you were telling me about marinas that you are in a big project building so that people can come from California, where we have California, the U.S., not Baja California, Mexico, can come from the U.S. By boat with their yacht and have all of the facilities that they would need along the west coast of Mexico. How is that project doing?
Okay, this is a project that we call the Escalera Nautica, the Nautical Ladder. And basically, this project consists in build submarines and be part of a franchise another marinas with the idea to have more or less in an average of 120 miles nautical miles one marina, one big, one small marina, with the idea for all the people who knows exactly what means 120 nautical miles is more or less depend the size of your boat. What you have, one standard one, is between 4 to 8 hours of travel. And the idea is that take advantage of all the market that we have in the west of the United States to come to Mexico to see the beauty of all the Mar de Cortez or Gulf of California, to try to come by. And the idea is to give to them all the facilities and to have the security to have one franchise. Is going to be, the name is going to be Singlar, and Singlar is going to be is going to mean quality. You are going to arrive in a marina that is going to have a gas station, that is going to have a hotel. You are going to have maintenance, repair, dry marina, a restaurant, a convenience store, all the services that all the people who travel in his boat wants to have. And the idea is to take advantage. And part of the one of the most important things that we are doing is, as you know, the peninsula of Baja California is 1,000 miles long. And this is only a trip of, all depends, another time, all depends the size of your boat, between 4 to 9 days. And the idea is to make that we call a dry channel in the middle of the California, more or less 400 miles down San Diego and built a road which is going to connect from the Pacific to the Mar de Cortez. And if your boat is smaller than 55 feet, we could take out your boat from the sea and take in the Mar de Cortez in 3 hours.
So you could sail down from anywhere in California in the U.S. to the Baja California area, stop at various marinas, each of which you can expect similar consistency of quality and services, and then if you wish to go to the Sea of Cortez, the Mar Cortez, am I getting it close? You get to the Sea of Cortez, you will actually ferry the boat over the land from the Pacific Ocean into the Sea of Cortez.
Yes, exactly right. We are going to have all the technology. We are going to have partners. We are going to have insurance to take out your boat to be on the other part. We want to give all the confidence to all our visitors, national and international.
Thanks, Alejandro. We're going to have you come back real soon again.
Hello. I need to get to Donegal.
Oh, is there something wrong with Kerry? I'm only joking. Look, turn back off that way towards Limerick. It doesn't take you to Donegal, but it does take you to the Cliffs of Moher. Worth a look, I promise. Well, it is sort of on the way to Donegal, so just keep going north. If you get there without stopping off in Connemara, you need your head examined. The fresh air is one thing, but the food's something else. The local crab is good in almost any restaurant.
I'm a vegetarian.
Sure you are. Where was I?
Connemara?
Ah, yeah. Stop at Galway. Spend at least a few nights there, seriously. Even then, you'll want to stay longer. I have a cousin. He only went there to buy a guitar. Never came back. He lives there now. He loves it. Bit crazy, though. Now, from Galway, you head up past Sligo. I'll be disappointed if you get there without visiting Matt Malloy's pub in Westport. Well, let's see now. Have you got a pen and paper on you?
In the west of Ireland, you never know where you'll end up. For great value airfares and vacation offers, visit discoverireland.com/westcoast. Go where Ireland takes you.
Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre and post theater dinners and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know for over 5 decades, Serendipity 3 is open Sunday to Thursday from 11 a.m. to midnight and Saturdays until 1 a.m. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel Rumors from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-6812 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-6812. Again, that's 800-711-6812.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by Tourism Ireland.
This is Stephanie Abrams introducing you to Ireland's ancient East, where you'll immerse yourself in enchanted sights reflecting over 5,000 years of history. Jump into Ireland and engage in personal experiences at sites with history from the dawn of civilization. Ireland's ancient East awaits you. Start planning at Ireland.com.
The world this hour. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Welcome to the beginning of our 16th year on the air, and we've put together a show filled with the best interviews between 2002 and today. April of 2006, I was talking about Saxony, Germany, a place I'm still talking about. Listen to this.
Not only is Stephanie Abrams one of the 100 most powerful women in travel, she also has been recently named Ambassador for Tourism for Saxony, Germany.
Can you believe that?
I can believe that.
I think it is wonderful. I mean, it's such an exciting opportunity to really help people understand this sleeping giant of tourism, because the Saxony region of Germany fell after World War II behind the Iron Curtain. And so after German reunification in 1989, they began to emerge and to recognize what a fantastic gold mine of tourism they are. With history going back to the first Saxon king, Augustus the Strong, with amazing architecture, with their own state winery, with fabulous food. And the people of the region were so attuned, like the French and the Italians, with all that is just delicious in living, art, music, architecture. It's just a great place to visit. And, you know, it reminds me a lot of being in the Berkshires, because it is another area that is just overflowing with wonderful cultural everything. And so, I mean, this was the home of Bach, where you can still go in Leipzig to the St. Thomas Church and hear the organ that Bach used to play on Sundays. And across the street is the Bach Museum. The music you were just listening to.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure what this has to do with the Pink Panther, but...
Well, what it has to do with is not the music as much as it is the instrument.
Ah, okay.
So that instrument is the glass harmonica, which most of the time is not spelled with an H. It's G-L, and it's usually spelled with one S, G-L-A-S. A-R-M-O-N-I-C-A. I just saw the film. What was her name? Aquila. Aquila and the Bee, the spelling bee. She could spell glass harmonica with no problem. A great film, by the way. Go take your kids and enjoy yourself. But in any event, the glass harmonica was inspired Benjamin Franklin to invent it because he had been in Europe and he had heard people playing water glasses, where they fill the glasses with different amounts of water. They wet their fingers, mm-hmm. and they rub their fingers around the rims of the glasses and make the sounds of the scale. And he said, well, I think there's a better way to do that. So he invented the glass harmonica, which is a series of crystal plates. They look like serving dishes or something that you would put underneath a planter. Okay. You know, it's like a flat dish with a rim on it, and they are in varying sizes to create the different frequencies of the notes of a scale, and he made it operate. It looked like an old Singer sewing machine with a pedal on the floor, so as you pumped on this pedal on the floor, it turned an axle that all these plates were on, because there was a hole down the middle of these plates, and he had a glass blower make them, and I met this wonderful woman who plays this both, as you hear it here, and classically. She played a Mozart piece that was written for the glass harmonica. And it was very exciting because of, you know, the connection between Saxony and Ben Franklin. And I had to go to Germany to find out Ben Franklin invented an instrument. I mean, that was kind of cool. There is a glass harmonica in a museum in Vienna. So if you happen to be in Vienna, you will see the impact there. But now we come back full circle to the last hour when we were talking about chocolates. And interestingly enough, when there was only one British chocolate maker, which was the Fry family, there were more than 50 makers of chocolates in the colonies. There were 20 to 25 located in Philadelphia, which this year is celebrating Ben Franklin's 300th birthday, which was in January. I think it was January 19th. And Ben Franklin sold chocolates in his print shop. So there's all this connectivity. As you look around, you see all the threads of how everything kind of fits together, and I thought that was very cool. But we were talking about Saxony is a pure play. What a wonderful region. You will find so many interesting things to see and do. If you're interested in nature, wow. The scenery is incredible. You have the Elbe River. There are day cruises and longer that go on the Elbe River where you pass all these Rococo incredible castles, some of which are now museums and other kinds of public buildings. The city of Dresden is celebrating its 800th birthday this year. It's the first place that German Pilsner beer was made, and that they also invented the little mat that goes on, you know, that little thing that you
coaster
put, well, yeah, just for going under your beer, mm-hmm. so it wouldn't spoil the table or the table
cloth. It was invented there?
Yes, as well as, are you ready, the first bra. And
really?
So, yes, it was Germany's first garden city, and it's the first long-distance rail link in Germany, opened in 1838 and 39, linking what was the former Leipzig railroad station to make the longest trip across Germany.
So how would you get to Dresden?
A number of ways. You can fly into Frankfurt or fly into Berlin. I flew into Frankfurt and I took the train, which is a glorious 4-hour trip. The scenery is phenomenal. The train is great fun. You can also fly with LTU into Dusseldorf and hop a flight into Dresden. It's an easy hop. And next time we talk, we're going to talk a little bit more as the ambassador from Saxony, so you get to know the region and want to get up and go. It's amazing that we're still talking about Saxony, and I guess that's proof of the pudding, that we only select places to talk about that have enduring value. Stay with us. We're flying high.
Let's fly, let's fly. Pack up, let's fly away.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.